Many people who were there understand. When it was time to register folk to vote, many times many of us would go into their homes, and it was the first time they'd ever registered to vote, and you had to promise. We say, I'll take care of the baby if you'll go down and register. I'll wash your clothes. I'm serious. I'll cut your grass. I'll do anything if you will go down and vote. And so often, the people who did these kinds of things were never fully appreciated. Dr. King understood it, and therefore he mentioned it when he received his Nobel Prize. This whole work also is a threatening work. It is very, very dangerous work because the evil we face is systemic. It is an old evil. And many times it's dressed up in new clothing, but it's still the same old stuff. And therefore, as we look at the realities of civil rights activism, and we look at the hurdles that must be crossed, it makes this lady so unique. Mrs. Amelia Robinson was one of the persons who marched at the Edmund Pettus Bridge on May 7, 1965. She was beaten so badly they thought she was dead. It was a horrible, horrible day. I can speak to that. I was a young 17-year-old kid at that time, and I have such respect for those adults who went through the horror of that hour, and yet maintained a sweet and blessed spirit. From the 1930s, Mrs. Robinson and her husband involved themselves in the fights for voting rights and property ownership throughout the state of Alabama. During the 1960s, in her home in Selma and her office, she often invited the King leadership team, Dr. King himself, and many times they put together strategies that worked. In 1964, she was the first African-American, but also the first female who ran on the Democratic ticket for Congress. Today, Ms. Robinson is a leading member and vice chairman of the Schiller Institute, founded by Lyndon LaRouche and Helga Zepp LaRouche. Am I correct in that pronunciation? Good. In 1984. In April and May of 1990, Mrs. Robinson spent 5 weeks touring East and West Germany for the Schiller Institute, where she addressed thousands and thousands of German citizens about the lessons from the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On July 21st, 1990, Mrs. Robinson was awarded the Martin Luther King Jr. Freedom Medal, honoring her lifelong commitment to human rights and civil rights. Today, in her 90s, and I want to talk to her before she leaves here. Whatever she's been drinking, I want a bottle of it. Today, in her 90s, Mrs. Robinson is still a vibrant, charismatic leader, touring the nation and speaking for the Schiller Institute on the behalf of the principles of civil rights and activism. Would you be kind enough to give a warm Talladega County welcome to Ms. Amelia Robinson?